Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you'll find me, Jim Blasingame, and all the things that I do and the things that we do with our Brain Trust members. And lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And it'll help you, whatever you got going on, you can find something to read or listen to or watch there, including the work that we've done over the years with our social media strategist, Kathy Perry. Kathy is a great member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's always got something interesting to reveal to us, and today's no different. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things I've been talking about now for a long time that we've all been working on is search engine optimization. Now, that's a short three-word term for something very big, isn't it?
It is.
And in fact, it would not be overstating it, Kathy, to say that much of the marketplace revolves around search engine optimization.
It does. And there are whole industries and businesses focused on SEO, and it's changing. And businesses are getting caught by this change, and so.
Well, it's always changed, Kathy. Because
I mean,
you and I've been online long enough to know when there wasn't any such thing as search engine optimization, and then we came up with the term.
The keywords.
Keywords is what I was trying. Yeah, that hard word there, key.
Yeah.
But
meta
descriptions, and then we started getting into SEO, 10 or so years ago, 10 or 11 years ago?
Well, and then link building became so big, and a lot of people, you were trying to get your links everywhere, type of thing.
And also, though, over time, even when SEO got really established and everybody got pretty good at it, the rules for SEO would change. Google would change their algorithms every 90 days or whatever.
Well,
so it's always changed.
Every time someone, the internet marketers would figure out a loophole or a way to game the system, then Google would change it, obviously.
Right, exactly. And so things have continued to be changing. But now, are we getting to the point where maybe SEO is passé?
Well, it's going to take them a while to change it, because their whole search engine is based on the keyword indexing. But what they're doing, they're starting to penalize
Google. The search engine, specifically Google.
Google, yes, Google.
They're the 800-pound gorilla.
Yeah, they're the 800-pound gorilla here. But they're moving into a semantic web, and where it's based on the relevance of the content as opposed to just the keywords or the links. And
Say that again.
It's based on the relevance of the content.
Right.
And not the keywords and the links like it was in the
right.
past.
So what you're saying, for example, I know people who have taken my article, an interview title, a podcast title, they've taken that to try to lure people to come to that site, and when you get there, it's not even about that.
Right, yes, because they're just trying to capitalize on
your
stuff.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't have any relevance. Well, now they're building that relevance into it. They've been acquiring other companies that have this search capability in a way that they don't, because they want to better map the associations between content. And right now, there's so much spam, spammy links, and, you know, and so when you go looking for something, you get all
but
kinds of stuff.
Why is that going to why is that going to minimize the value of SEO?
Well, it's just going to change it.
Yeah.
It's still going to be around.
Is it going to, are we going to have to do more to be optimized, to be indexed?
Well, you're going to have to do more social. Because that content, and when you're talking about the relevance of it, Google wants to see that other people think it's relevant too.
Ah.
So they're looking at, are other people clicking
are
on
we start? This sounds a little political. It's almost starting to, I can start to get political here. A little bit.
Well, you know, Google.
And I don't mean capital P political. I mean.
Right. Well, they've been moving towards more social search anyway, but now they want their content to be more relevant, and their algorithms are going to have built into it things that will determine how many other people are interested in your content as well. And we're going to be moving into more of a latent search or latent semantic indexing, which is the relevance of the words around it or what they're related to. And so, for example, a quick tip, if people are wanting to begin to add this into their content, if you do a Google search and use the tilde symbol, that's that little squiggle symbol, if you use that in front of a word, so say the tilde symbol in travel, you see all the other words that Google has mapped against that word, like hotels, flights, holidays, things like that. So it gives you an opportunity to make your content more relevant, rich to the topic. And businesses are going to need to be able to do
this.
This
is like a retirement gift for people like you, isn't it, Kathy? Huh? Aren't you? I mean, this is making it more complicated. We're going to need people like you more than ever before, aren't we?
Well, it's going to require you to put some thought into your content.
Right.
A little bit different than in the past.
But that's what I mean. You're going to have to be more strategic and more sophisticated. More sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the old content? Do you have to go back and redo that?
Or is it grandfathered? No, but you're going to want to add more content about that meaning of the old.
Yeah, you have to go back and redo that, won't you? That's going
to
be hard for me. I got thousands
of
pieces of content. Quick break, right back with Kathy Perry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.